Okay, we're holding Siman Tav Resh Laman Aleph Sif Ches. Sich Rabbi Shvoiden, he was Mesachek with Shvoiden, which means rods, made out of metal. Shein Psula Mesachek Behen. So they're possible for Sichuch because they're metal. The metal rod is Kli. That's Mekabal Tumah. Kli Eitz, which doesn't have a base kibble, is not Mekabal Tumah. Metal Kli, even though it doesn't have a base kibble, does accept Tumah. But Ve'en Behen Arboha, they're not for Tvachim wide. So they're going down the middle of the Sukkah. If they were before talking why they would act as a separation between the apostle and the sukkah. You look at the two sukkahs as being separate from each other. Okay. Ve'en mehen. Arbo b'mokem echad. They themselves are not four tefachim wide. You don't have four tefachim's worth of them in any specific place. Now, so they're going across, all the way across the sukkah, but they're not four tefachim wide. Minich bein shvoid l'shvoid, kim lo shvoid. The gap in between, very precise, he put metal piece gap, and the width are exactly the same. And he put schach kosher in the gaps. The loch is possible. We assume the sukkah is possible because she actually samsem. That if truly they would be exactly equal, the majority would not be schach possible. It would be fine. Half and half is fine. But since we're not confident the person's able to make it half and half, and it's possible that really what you ended up with was a majority, 51% being from the schach posel, so then the sukkah is not acceptable. If you extended the schach kosher a little bit more than the posel, okay. Kosher. Says even if we can tell you, we'll accept that a person can make it perfectly precise. The gap in between. But the problem is, you can't be guaranteed you're going to fill all of that with the schach kosher. If I lay my schach kosher on top of the schach posel, also extending out. To the point that I know for sure I covered every single part of it. If I put it in between, I can't fill it up. If I lie it on top, so I know that it's going to cover everything which is in between plus more. But the more part doesn't help us. So then I can feel confident that I filled up every single.
I don't see that. Same problem. If you put them horizontally, then there are going to be gaps between the schach kosher. And if you put them vertically, they're going to be the same way. They're gaps, so you have to fill the whole of your.
I don't think the issue is the gap, but the issue is because there's airspace in the schach kosher. The problem is I'm trying to fill an area here. I put it in there. Yeah. I'm going to have a little. I can't get away over the edge.
Right.
If I lie it on top, I know I've covered everything in between.
What about the gaps in the schach that you put on top?
I'll use a piece of wood for my schach.
You put it that thick that there's no gaps. Use evergreens and just use
the
silk.
Then you do it the same way if you put it.
The problem is if I put a piece of wood in, if it fits in, there's going to be a gap by definition. Mm-hmm. That's how it fit in.
Right.
If I lie on the top, it won't be a gap.
Wood, right. Fine. I'm thinking of branches.
And then there's metal pieces that are.
Right. Right.
If you're putting kosher schach on top of the metal pieces, then the metal pieces are not a mamid.
Yes,
I'm holding it up.
Well, Maimon is kosher, but the Eved is kosher.
I'll go back. Chazaynish.
No, well, everybody agrees that Maimed B'diavad is kosher. Everybody agrees Maimed is only Chachila. The whole issue of Maimed is all Chachila. But everybody agrees it's kosher. Everybody agrees it's kosher. Okay. Lesson of kosher order. We push kosher shows in the smell of color, aber mischach kosher. If you do it in a different direction, that'll work. I don't picture exactly how it's going to look doing in a different direction. I never got this 100% this clear in my mind how it looks. Shaws needs malach kol avar mischach kosher. Medavka basuka gedoyla, but basuka ketana tzarich liyos to be neshvoidim pochas mishloisha b'mokam echad. This we allow the shvoid to be up to four tefachim because schach posel is posel the sukkah with at the size of four, but less than four is not a problem. That's true. You're dealing with a large sukkah. You're dealing with a small sukkah. The minimal size sukkah is seven tefachim by seven tefachim. You need if you'd have you need that you can't have the majority being from schach posel. So if you do 3.6 from the schach, it's not four tefachim. Yeah, but it's the majority of the top of your sukkah. And there's some ice that we passing that the shear over there is not even with less than 3.5, the shear by a sukkah ketana, which is the minimal sukkah of 7x7, the shear for schach posel, which is acceptable, is only up to 3 tefachim.
What did you say you can't picture?
The picture when you're laying it in a different direction. So basically, the way I picture it, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. If I have my sukkah, I have my shvoidim. I'm laying. This is a shvoid, and this is a shvoid. So I try to put the schach kosher in here. Even though they're the exact same size, but I feel I can't necessarily feel confident. I feel every single spot.
Right.
If I would make my schach kosher greater, right?
Yeah.
It also worked. If I lay my schach kosher this way,
yeah.
So then there's no spot which I didn't cover. I'm going.
So
basically, it's the same thing as saying I'm doing it. And I mean, that's what it just means. It's the same thing as doing it this way, lying on top. I happen to be, instead of just lying on top in the same direction, I laid it all across there like this.
Make sure that there's no gap.
So there's no gap.
Yeah, right. Okay, so why is that hard to picture?
I you're right. I was wondering if there's like some chiddush in that case more than the case where you laid your schach kosher being wider.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, there must be something else there, because otherwise, what's the chiddush? But you're right. Why am I not sure why I'm making it so complicated? It could be simple. That's part of the dangers of being a rabbi once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happens Occupational hazard.
Yeah. They're metal rods. That metal is out. They're not four tefachim wide. The yesh ben arba tefachim, if they're four tefachim wide, that'll go down the middle of your sukkah. That's going to pass through your sukkah. It's not, each one is less than four, and they're not placed in such a way that they're going to combine to make an area of four. So if you put it in the middle, it's no good. If it would be possible to get fill it all perfectly, it would be fine. The Kamerlan parts I made mutter. That the same way regards to building a wall. We hold if you have the majority of the area is open, it's no good. Parts Maruba Oymid is not considered a valid wall. Oymid Maruba parts is what up? Half and half. We pass in half and half is also okay. Etchum claims only more. We pass in half and half is fine. Parts Oymid. So same thing over here. We're going to then the Shabruz then extrapolating that same concept would be regards to the same that's true by walls. It's true in regards to Sichuch that half and half is fine.
I asked about this last night also, and it continues to puzzle me. We're talking about precise measurements. You told me half an half. And here we just said we can't make precise measurements.
So the Gemara actually has an opinion that says we can make precise measurements. And we're actually going with that. The problem is we don't feel you can precisely fill it all in. That's our problem.
That's because we can't cut them precisely.
Right. But in regards to the measuring what's there, we can measure it precisely. So we know that we know exactly what we're, you know, that the numbers are equal. So that's what Mishnah Berurah talks about, you know, what you're going across, sort of, you tucked it in. I don't know what it means you're tucking it in. Is the board going across, is going across on top, and I'm not sure what the case is. So the shear for allowable non-kosher schach is only 3 tefachim, as opposed to by a sukkah gedola, the shear for a for non kosher schach is 4 tefachim, or up to 4 tefachim. Okay. Siftes. By some akara binasorim, you have a house, and it's been roofed with boards. Shenalei maziba, but there's no maziba place. And normally, when they would put on the roofing, so you'd put your boards down, and then you would pour this mixture of mud, etc., which will seal the roof. That's referred to as maziba. Pirish, what is maziba? Titu tsurarish maziba malayim. You'd put. Tit is actually, it's not just dirt, it's much more like clay type of dirt, mud, and you would put it, mix in the pebbles also, and that would become, would you put on that to the sealant to make the roof waterproof. Okay, so that there's no maziva here. So you have a board. Ubo lahashiroi l'shem sukkah. You want to use these boards to be kosher for a sukkah. You figure, great, you know, I'll have to just put the roof on. I haven't made it, you know, tied it all down, whatever, nailed it in yet. Let's use it for a sukkah this year, and we'll finish building afterwards. So dive is actually also called a masmanim, shemasiya sukkah. So you can take out all of the nails for the purpose of be considered a sukkah. That's equivalent to placing the boards there, the shem sukkah. That's sufficient.
What is?
Taking out the nails.
Taking out the nails?
You don't have to move it, correct. That's the point.
Taking out the nails?
Correct. And sheyitol, mibein kol shnei nesorim, echod, vitein schach kosher bimkam. Alternatively, the way you can be machsherit is you take out each other board you remove. You replace it with schach kosher. And it's kosher. And now, not only is the schach kosher, but the boards which are there are also kosher. Afilu hanasar mechavim arba'a. Even if the boards were 4 tefachim wide. Now, we had before that you can't use boards which are 4 tefachim wide because there you might make a roof. So that's over there where you were building your sukkah. You might make a roof. Over here, you already had a roof and you removed it. So there's no there you might make a roof in this situation anymore because you already decided not to. So you could, even if the boards are 4 tefachim wide, it's kosher. That's the first opinion. He says, no, that's not acceptable. Chazal the Takana can't be 4 tefachim wide. And that's always going to be true. Even though in this specific case, it wouldn't necessarily be, you know, it'd be a real logical concern. Okay. Shein alei maziba. Close kinim hoya maziba ala nasarim. So now what's the problem over here? The potential problem over here is Tasa Bilam and Aasi. What?
Yeah, I was trying to remember what that was. Yeah.
Right, so the potential problem over here is that you put it up there not for the purpose of being for schach, you put it up there to be your roof. Right, so and now all of a sudden it's there for schach, so that's the problem of tassel luminosa. You didn't make it for the purpose of schach. So Chazal said that to correct that, if you do a significant maisa to indicate you're doing it for the purpose of sukkah, that's called that you're making it now. So that's called you're being oisa. It's not tassel luminosa. It's not oisa already. You're making it now. So what's called? So if you had the maziba already, you would remove all of the maziba. That's a great maisa that you're doing. You're removing all of this maziba to be that this should now be for the purpose of a sukkah. That's not called tassel luminosa. Okay. Now, but the Chaver says, so what can you do over here? Not only that, but there's no maziba yet. Still, just remove the nails. So the Machaber is saying that we look at the act of removing all the nails. It's very significant. So you're making it, you're indicating now, you're putting it there for the Shem Sukkah. So you removed all the masmer. That's how the tour and the rush say it. So that's it, just remove the nails. Varashi Isa, Soyser is Kulan. You have to redo it. Umananeya Lashem Sukkah. You remove each side of Lashem Sukkah. The Rama also mentions the word Mefak fake. Which means Pirashiyakar is suddenly Makarman Minamasmarim Atuim Bam. As you remove the nails, you pull them away from the place that they were in. That's what it means removing the nails. So you're removing the board and then putting it down again, the Shem Sukkah. Ken Rav Barzarua Hetikam Ken Rashi Chirashi Kolon Mashu the Sarkh Lananeas Kolonasarn. So according to this, they're indicating that removing the nails is not sufficient. You need to move the schach also. Now, what's called moving? So we saw before back in Tavrish Chavov, some certain cases, because you're doing other acts also to indicate it's for the purpose of sichu.
What's not enough for moving the act?
So the amount of moving you need is minimal compared to what you would have had you not been doing these other actions. If you're not doing other actions, you'd have to physically pick it up and put it back down, right?
If you were not removing the nails, you'd have to physically pick up your roof.
Right, you have to physically pick up each item and put it back down. There's a new act of putting it down the Shem Sukkah. Over here, you need to be menanei it, which means to move it. You don't need to do a total act of removal and then replace it.
When you pick it up and put it down, you have to do each piece separately? You could do a few at a time?
No, you can do it a few at a time, but you have to do every single piece.
You have to do every single piece, but if you're very strong, you can do 20 pieces at a time, you can do it.
Okay. I mean, as far as I know, I'm not aware of maybe there's some sheet out there is a macro, but I'm not aware of it.
You don't have to look for
them. Okay, fill in the sermon, cover my art book.
Now, I assume they have to do that when they have those the fancy houses that have the built-in sukkahs in the house.
Well, it depends. If the way it's set up that there's schach there, which is put there in the before sukkahs, tavshin ayin and hey, they put the schach there when the roof was open. They put the schach there. The shem and sichu.
Mm-hmm.
So mikra then that schach, the fact that you put the roof on top, it doesn't become bottle. So you come next year, the schach is still there, tavshin ayin vav, really mikra, then you do not need to do anything.
Really?
We're machmer to do pikpuk.
To move it, not to lift it necessarily.
Right, you don't have to lift it, you have to lift it and replace.
The what, sir?
You have a built-in sukkah.
You have a built-in sukkah, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean by you have a built-in sukkah?
You have a built-in sukkah, you have a built-in sukkah in your house. You have a roof on top which you can open. But a sermon of my book. That would be Shilul Hoyusukan Tikra Mitkila. If there had been no roof here, Rachav who bought the Sakh in a sorim, he's coming out to cover his sukkah. The Sarm Shalar bought Swachim, the Shem Sukkah. Had that been true, the Lachas Hoyuposim and Rabbanan would be possum and Rabbanan. The Xer, which we had before, Xeristikra, Kanabasim and Tavarishkov Tessa, Yubil Tess, Mishim Xeristikra. So Yeshiv Tachas Karas Beis. We don't want to allow this person. If he can sit under this, I can sit in my house already. And V'yomer Mali Zeh Mali Chadosha. What's the difference in the old house and the new house? Both of them have the same boards on top. Everyone's the same. You know, that's Xer. Abahasha the Zu Tikra Hoyisa. It was a roof. And he's doing the opposite. He's indicating that it should not be a regular roof. It should be a sukkah roof. He's indicating clearly. He's saying this is not a roof. There's no way he can then turn around and say, "Oh, by the way, so you can do that. You can use a roof." He did all this effort to make it a non-roof. You know, not a roof. He understands you can't use a roof. So this would allow why is helper pickbook? Then with the vet that they're certain with. Now, so the purpose of the pickbook was this act of tassalam and osui. So you're doing a new mice. So we're saying, listen, I want to use four boards before talking. Why Junta hates? But you still have a different problem. The removal issue that you need to get them out of there. Why? Some are not comfortable with that. Well, initial eitzel schach kosher nester betikra shurach barba tvachim. You have this board which is four tvachim wide.
What's a nest or a board?
He gave you two options. If I remember, he gave you two options. One was to remove the nails, one was to remove one board from each. He says, so this board, when I made the sukkah l'chachila, it was four tefachim wide, so that wasn't a kosher board. When I'm going to do a mice now, removing the nails, I'm showing I don't want this used for a house, I'm using it for a sukkah. Oh, so you understand the difference between the two, and we solved your problem. So now this board becomes kosher. But originally it was possible. But what about if the case where the way we're doing it was you leave one board in, you take one board out? So the board that you left in is a possible board. It was put in the chachila in a way which is possible to use for sichuch, and you haven't done any action on that board because you didn't touch that board. You just took out the next one. So now you have a board there which is four tefachim wide, which is the shear of schach possible. So what are you going to do? He says it doesn't work. But the new schach that you put in is nice, but you still have Nasser but Batikra Shurachov Rachab Tvachim. You have this board which is four tvachim wide. In Moshe is Dam and Litan Schach Kosher Bemakim Shnei Nesorim, Shur Shir Sukkah B'Yoser. If the way you did it was board in space, board space, and some of here also board space, board in the end with two spaces in the middle, so you have eight tefachim wide. So you have a sukkah, good, okay. So that'll solve the problem. So the first opinion is assuming that you're doing the action in the one that you remove, you're not doing any action in the one that remains. Second opinion says no. We look at the actions being done to all of the items there, including the one which remains. The one that remains is now considered equivalent to being removed and being replaced. The shame sichuk and therefore it's kosher. Okay. The second opinion says no, it can't be four tefachim wide. Yes, we're talking about social EU. There's a chalakas adeya kamaisel in your pickbook. Four tochim wide is unacceptable. That's in the case where you're removing the masmer. In regards to the case where you're moving one every other board, then you'll need to lach them in time. In regards to that, we have a different opinion. How do these two opinions relate to each other? Are they arguing that case or not, etc.? The Sharatzinian, he tells you, in Sikhat Nyud Zayin, Dasa Mogan Roma Grod Shaman Lepigi Bezeb.
What's Pigi?
That they don't argue.
Pigi?
Yeah.
Oh, alright.
The Magen Roma says they don't argue, and both hold its kosher. That's a gruah, because there's Rashi Veron, the Hachmir, both hold its posel. Okay, so the approach of the Magen Roma and the gruah is that the two opinions over here in regards to the case of removing every other board, they both agree. Magen Roma holds they both agree that in that case is kosher, and Magen Roma holds they both agree that case is posel. Okay.
Every other board is removed.
Okay, and Bachli Rabba Sovrim the Dekamaisa Beisharim Pligi Gam Linyan Sils Achas Mimintai. They argue on that halacha also. Case where you're removing every other board. Dekamaisa Mahani Mashanot on Nesser Menos and Sach Mimakamri Af Lahaneser Rachab Dal Tvachim Shepetzitai. The Akron is Lamahani Dervisa. Yeah. The first opinion holds it works. It doesn't work. Fine. With that, back in the Mishabura in Sukkot and Chavav. In a case where they were not for Tvachim wide. A. You removed every other board and you covered them with schach. So I said, great. But the original covering was less than 4 tvachim, was not kosher either. It wasn't put in the shem schach. No, the act of covering it over with the taking away every other board and then covering over the whole thing is sufficient to make it kosher.
What do you mean taking away every other board and then covering over right. The whole thing?
Exactly what I just said.
What do you mean covering over the whole thing?
Fine. The act of taking out every other board and then replacing it with new schach makes even the board area where the original board is still there also kosher. And that'll apply throughout the rest of the sukkah also. We stay away from using boards because they became much more common roofing material, even smaller sizes. Even so, our minhag is not to get involved using boards at all.
I'm giving that to cats.
Okay. Yod. Sukkah Shein Lagag. It's a teepee. Sukkah does not come to a roof. Rather, the two sides come together and the two walls lean in each other. We go and show you. Rashi defines the book of Zubazu. Kimin Srif. They're lying on each other. The two sides are leaning against each other, which is referred to as a Srif. Shesamach Rosh Devon Shal Sukkah Lakas, or a lean to. Which basically means you have one board, one large board, panel, whatever it is, which is leaning against the wall, and it creates a space underneath it. So that's possible. That's Sula. Now, going back to the case of the, of the Tzrif, M'hoyer L'gag Afilu Tefach. If it came to a flat point,
what's
Tzrif? Yeah. Shiv is a two-side leaning against each other. If it did become flat at some point, for example, even if that flat area was a tefach, so tefach is a shear for considered an oil. So you have an oil over here, your sukkah is created an oil. Even if it's not, the shear sukkah is less, is more than that. It's seven tefachim and seven tefachim. But regardless of that, you've already created an oil. So when we look at the rest of the walls covering, whatever we call them, as being partially wall and partially skach, and everything is one.
The problem with the shrif is that there's no walls, right?
The problem with the shrif is that there's no walls different than the skach, right?
Right, because it's one thing.
So usually it looks like it's all wall, there's no skach.
Right, but if you have a sukkah with the skach on a slope, that's not an issue, because I know they have that in white oak.
Correct, that's fine. Because mice have skach.
They have the walls, but it's, I don't know if you've ever seen it, it's like the entranceway, and they have, like, the entrance is like a three-way thing, and then the door, but it's on a slope. So they put the skach on a slope. That's not a trip, though, because it's just on a slope.
Right. Why does it slide off? Why does it slide off?
I assume they put it something to hold it. I don't know what they use for sakh. I only see it during the year when there's no sakh.
Zip lines, probably. Yeah. Zip ties.
It's not that. I mean, you put enough heavy stuff there, and if you put it in the right direction, it won't slip off. If you put it, you know, along the slope, it won't go anywhere. If you put it this way, it'll start rolling down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's like this, and you put it like that, it won't go anywhere.
Okay. So we said if it had a gag of a tefach, you're okay. Or she be a hadovim a samach lekoysel in a karka tefach. So rezuk shera. So he gives you another option of how you can make it distinct. We have a certain amount going up straight before it slants. So we look at this going up straight is wall, and then the part which slants is also part of the wall, and the rest is sukkah, because there is clearly something which is distinctly, independently wall from the rest of the sukkah. And the shear for that is the tefach. Yisrael shatefach lotia aver. Now, normally, we don't mind if there's a gap. So, I suspended my teepee an inch off the ground. I built like a support so it can stand an inch off the ground. There's a gap in between of an aver. That's not correct. Even though Mikra didn't normally love, that's okay for love and purposes we said spoke about. But over here when you're trying to define this is wall and this is sikhuch. So there is a distinction between the sikhuch and the wall. And you say, well, here's what, yeah, because there's a tefach of airspace. And I said, excuse me, like, you know, what are you saying love it to? You're not saying good achis, the wall extends down, because there ain't no wall to extend down. You're saying it's love, and it's love it to something which is schach, but it doesn't help me. You know, this is all looked at as schach right now. And this is love it to schach, it's not a wall. But if it's actual wall, so, oh, there's at least a tefach of actual wall. So we look at this is all extension of that, up to the height that you need, and then we look at what's in the middle. The rest is eskach.
A wall of a tefach is enough.
Rest because a wall of a tefach going. No, well, it's not a wall of a tefach. We say then, since there's been clearly an area which is distinctly significant in halacha. Going straight,
mm-hmm.
Then we say the rest, which is at an angle,
is what?
Is part of that wall.
So where's the schach then?
And then once you get to shear that it's kosher enough to reach the height that it's kosher, whatever's left on top will be considered schach.
Wow, that's revolutionary.
We are very modern,
I guess.
Okay.
Because where do you see where the demarcation is?
But since there's been some
section. The only thing you see a demarcation is after the tefach, which is not big enough for a wall.
But we see clearly that a wall has been started. To finish off a wall at an angle doesn't bother us. To define the whole thing as wall versus schach or schach versus wall, when it's all one big mush, that bothers us. Sarach shiyah ba shiva tvachim ashiva tvachim megeba asar tvachim. It has to be the minimum size is seven by seven, and up to a height of 10 tefachim. Kedushas yad vanas acher shehem gavoy masor asuyas midavrish v'sachim behen. Tog heim aschach beim kol vanas midavrish v'sachim behen. Or to lishan filo tachas the vanas. So he said, okay, we're going to be match of this case. So we say that we'll look at the first 10 tefachim is really, really sukkah, and afterwards it's schach. Well, this better be from a material which is acceptable for schach, right? Otherwise, so what'd you accomplish? Okay, see, Mr. Burr. The last point, Mahoya the founders, whatever Shabbat Sachamahem, if the whole wall was something which is, in the case which is kosher. But the whole wall is from schach material, so you're allowed to move over to the side and sit there also, even though you're not sitting under the schach. But that comes down to an extension of the sukkah. So the kohen comes down, come in, tzrif, pirish also kikaveris, shemeshapeh b'harlech, shagagah v'kiris habechot. Even if the material which you used was potentially schach, kosher for schach, then come like that. There's no wall, there's no roof. The whole thing is confused. There was at least one tefach which is flat. The case, if it's talking about that it's going up towards each other, the case wasn't they reached a peak. Elisha saw a pesut tefach. There was at least one tefach wide, which is totally flat before you get to the top. Less than a tefach. A shemach rosh adayfin the kaisel. Which therefore you have some wall which is going up straight before you continue on at a slant. You had a wall there, which is good. So we consider even only a tefach like this. We consider this tefach. Well, it's samuch to what's down below it, so it sort of absorbs that with it, and this is all flat as far as it's concerned. I'm going to run the filo lamala in rechav tefach. The falls mishloisha samuch legaga yesh rechav tefach. I'm not sure what he's saying over here. Wait a second. Even if you left a gap, it's okay because possible. It has a gap. Fine. Magen Rav, filu l'mala ein rechav tefach. I rocked the posel mishloisha some of the gaga. Yesh rechav tefach. Okay, shorim. Okay, so it's going up. If I would measure down three tefachim, it's going a very steep angle. So I say, it doesn't. Right? If that a very steep angle, which means at some point that the gap between the two sides will be less than three tefachim. If at that point, when the gap between the two sides is less than three tefachim, that area between is a tefach wide, we look at it as if it flattened out and became that tefach. Kitzlov at each side. So it's like it's all one connection. But it's, they're here, here, here. Well, there's something in between, flat, which is a connected. That's a share of a tef. A shikbiya. Hanabaskifa, the wall standing up. Fila huavri, even though there's airspace in it. Shouldn't turn shahemiz over yourself, al gabi avonim. We don't mind if the gap is, as long as the gap is less than three, we consider it like it's closed. I don't want to run through this because it's 6:46.